During the International Court of Justice hearing in January, the South African legal team described Israel as an apartheid state that should end a near 60-year occupation and blockade of Gaza. It accused Israel of genocide against Palestinians in Gaza and asked the court to order Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's administration to withdraw its military from the territory. Israel's lawyers called South Africa's charge baseless, accusing President Cyril Ramaphosa's government of functioning as the legal arm of Hamas. Israel says it's defending itself against Hamas terrorists who attacked on October 7 last year, killing about 1,200 people and taking more than 250 hostage.
Free, free!
Palestine!
Free, free!
Palestine!
Free, free!
Palestine!
On Monday, Sheikh Riyad Fatah of South Africa's Muslim Judicial Council addressed thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters in Cape Town.
We stand here. We stand in support of Hamas.
Allahu Akbar!
We stand here. We stand in support of Palestine.
Allahu Akbar!
The West has come together. America, they support the illegitimate state, the Zionist state of Israel.
Wits University international relations expert Professor John Stremlau was an American diplomat in the Middle East in the 1970s and 1980s.
Well, I applaud South Africa's attention and reminders of the plight of the Palestinians, because the Palestinian state is the critical element in this equation which could ignite a peace process. But I don't see, frankly, Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, relenting at all. He has been opposed to that forever.
Stremlau says Israel's attacks in Gaza, which have claimed more than 40,000 lives, as well as South Africa's ICJ court case, have destroyed what was Pretoria's already strained relationship with Tel Aviv. The Israeli and South African governments are no longer communicating. South Africa closed its embassy in Tel Aviv, and Israel recalled its ambassador. Stremlau says the aftermath of the October 7 attacks served to move the Ramaphosa administration closer to almost all of Israel's enemies in the Middle East, especially Iran. An Iranian diplomat in Pretoria, Mostafa Daryabari, says his country moved closer to South Africa because of Israel's assault on Gaza.
More ties to government happen. So menacing cultural, financial, industry, differencing, and one of them is oil. Regarding the oil, we have lots of ties, contracts, and when people don't know each other, we say that they are the enemy of what they don't know. So for two nations, it's very important for us to start their cultural communication, to know each other more, to know their...
Iran this year became a member of the BRICS group, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And South Africa now has closer relationships with Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Several countries have backed South Africa's ICJ case, including Egypt and Mexico. In its provisional ruling in January, the ICJ ordered Israel to act to prevent harming civilians and acts that could be genocide. The court, however, did not order a ceasefire in Gaza. It could be years before the ICJ issues a final ruling. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.